And today I will show you some of the most common performance issues which I have seen so far in my career, how to fix them, and the benchmarks which show the numbers, what kind of performance increase which you can get when you fix the stuff. It works. My talk will follow the plan on the slide, so I will first present you some issue categories where you typically lose most of the performance, at least in my experience, like I said. And then for each category, we will go through specific topics, what you can optimize how and what kind of numbers you can get when you optimize. And then some sort of conclusion. So the topics are on the slide. We just go for them one by one. The QR code right now is not working. It will be working after the talk. Everything will be online, clickable. You can just walk through it again to repeat the recipes if you need. So backend performance, at least in my area of work, backend usually means one of those three things. Latency of your requests, CPU and memory usage on your machine, and your throughput, which is how many requests you can process per time frame, which is usually expressed as per second. So requests per second, RPS, and we want to improve this stuff. And also there are those bad places where you can lose performance in those three categories, which are inefficient suboptimal heap usage, unnecessary expensive thread contention on critical paths, and inefficient networking, like inefficient networking I/O or inefficient circuit scheduling and things around this stuff. And like I said, we just go through each and see specific cases. Starting with the heap, to understand what can you lose here, you have to understand how heap is working. It's just enough to understand basics. You don't need to know specific implementations. But the basics are that this heap thing, it's a data structure, like some sort of tree, hash table, whatever. It's global in your process. And it is used by all the threads. When you call new or malloc, they go into the heap and fetch free block of specified size, return it to you, and you use it. When you call free or delete, they are placed back into the queue. And this operation of finding free block in the queue of needed size or placing free block back into the queue, it takes time. So this lookup thing in the heap, it's not free and it's not constant time. It's some lookup time which depends on the how big the heap is, for example. So if we mention that it's a tree, which stores blocks sorted by size, then lookup time will be something logarithmical, right? Or something like, doesn't have to be tree. But the point is, the bigger the queue, the bigger the heap, the more expensive are the lookups in the heap. Also, like I said, this is a global thing in the process, usually by default, which means that you will get thread contention on this thing if you use it extensively. And for example, multiple threads are allocating blocks of the same size very, very frequently, you will have thread contention. Heap does have mutexes inside, and you can even see them sometimes in the flame graphs. To make it worse, if you are writing in C++ and you're happily using those nice, fancy containers, list, vector, queue, stack, unordered containers, forward list, all this nice, easy-to-use stuff, that you have to realize that even if you don't use heap explicitly, it is used inside those containers. Heap is basically, vector is basically a dynamic array. Map is basically a red-black tree where nodes are allocated. List allocates containers for every item of the list and so on. So you use the heap even if you don't do it explicitly. To make it even worse after that, you have to remember that allocations affect each other. Like I said, the more allocations you do, the slower will be next allocations and freeings. Because heap becomes bigger, it becomes more fragmented, less optimal, and it gets more and more expensive to use. What can we do about this stuff? Firstly, you can try not to use the stuff. You can just not use the heap when you don't need to. For example, when you can just allocate stuff on the stack. When some object is or array, it's small enough and its size is known at compile time, just declare it on the stack and use it if it doesn't have to be something long-living. Or another frequent use case which I see is then when we have a class or struct and we store in there something by pointer, and lifetime of this object is equal to the class where it's stored, right? And it's just stored by value then. You will reduce number of heap allocations then. When you cannot get rid of the heap allocation, and you have it in some critical path, which is very frequently used on your server, and you see it in the flying graphs, you can still do something about it. You can optimize it. And there are ways, some easy ways, how you can quickly regain some performance back. We will start with the object pooling thing, which is not as simple as it sounds. Typical, very widespread use case in the backend. We have this server, requests are coming to the server. Each request is read from the network, parsed, allocated into something like struct request or class request. It can be big, 1 kilobyte, 5 kilobytes of different data, different members, attributes. Then you place it into your business logic pipeline. It is processed. In the end, it is deleted. And this process is repeated again and again for every request. And if the request is big enough, like 1 kilobyte, and you do it frequently enough, like 100,000 times per second or 1 million times per second, then you will get heap issues here, because this heap allocation and freeing will get expensive of such a big objects like 1 kilobyte or more. And you can see it in your flame graphs sometimes if you are building them at all. Example of the code. So we have this class request with many members. Some of them can be indirect members. For example, we could inherit this from base request, which is base request and something like, and it can pile up. So in my current project, the size of this thing is 2 kilobytes from those many, many, many small members. And then we have this business logic pipeline, like process request, and it allocates request object, fills this with data, and when request is complete, asynchronously somewhere, it is deleted. So this thing, those two lines, will get expensive. If done frequently enough and request is big enough. Effects of the heap here can be mitigated quite easily if instead of using the heap all the time for allocating and freeing stuff, we will just allocate it once, and then we will reuse it again and again. So we'll, we don't